This is the WGXC News. I am Tom Rowe. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Tom Casey in the Register-Star reports that Wednesday evening, the Hudson Common Council passed the Local Waterfront Revitalization Program and several amendments to local laws at a special meeting at City Hall. The council voted 9-1 to pass the measures, with only 3rd Ward Alderman and WGXC volunteer Ellen Thurston voting against. Quote, "I think the city has gained a real advantage by the zoning, by the ability to begin to consider development and to pursue grants," unquote, said Common Council President Don Moore, according to Casey's report in the newspaper. Tim O'Connor expressed his disdain for the process from the audience, saying, quote, "Asking the," and this is from Casey's report, says, quote, "asking the council what would happen when," quote, "the state rejects the finding statements on the GEIS," unquote. Casey reported O'Connor saying, quote, "I suppose you'll just move forward with it anyway," unquote, said O'Connor. Quote, "You just dig the hole and you get the permit later, and that's what I think is going to happen," unquote. Casey says those comments, quote, "sparked a short shouting match between O'Connor and several of the aldermen until the meeting was adjourned," unquote. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. The Nippertown blog reports that the Catskill record label Planet Arts were among the locals getting Grammy Award nominations this year. Saratoga-based producer Joel Moss and Woodstock area musicians Levon Helm and Steve Earle and Planet Arts all got nominations for the music industry's highest honor. Quote, "Tom Bellino's small not-for-profit jazz label based in Catskill has produced yet another album by the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra that's earned a Grammy nomination," unquote, Nippertown reports. Quote, "Bob Brookmeyer was honored with a nomination in the Best Instrumental Arrangement category for Nasty Dance," unquote, which appears on the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra's double CD set Foreverlasting Live in Tokyo. The Vanguard Jazz Orchestra has previously won 2 Grammys for albums on the Planet Arts label, The Way, Music of Slide Hampton, and Monday Night Live at the Village Vanguard. You can see that full story in the on the Nippertown blog. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand has co-sponsored a bill to end the ability of congressmen and congresswomen to profit from insider knowledge on Wall Street. Quote, "I've introduced a bipartisan bill in the Senate with 15 of our colleagues, Senators Rubio, Snow, Johans, Tester, Stabenow, McCaskill, Klobuchar, Durbin, Blumenthal, Bill Nelson, Reed, Cardin, Kerry, Sherrod Brown, and Baucus to close this loophole. Our bill has received support from at least 7 good government advocacy groups covers several important principles. 1, members of Congress, their families, and staff should be barred from buying or selling securities on the basis of knowledge gained through their congressional service. That members should be required to disclose major transactions of $1,000 or more within 90 days. And individuals doing political intelligence work, contacting members of Congress, their staffs, and other individuals to gain information on investment decisions should have to register as lobbyists to provide oversight of the industry.
Like millions of Americans all across the country, I was very surprised to learn that insider trading by members of Congress, their families, or their staff using non-public information gained through their congressional work is not clearly and expressly prohibited by the law or by the rules of Congress. The American people need to know that their elected leaders play by the exact same rules that they play by. They also deserve the right to know that their lawmakers' only interest is in what's best for their country, not what's best for their own financial interests.
Today is Friday, December 2nd, and the National Weather Service predicts that East Durham, there's a slight chance of rain showers after 1 p.m., mixing with snow after 5 p.m., with a high near 44. Friday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 21. The weekend forecast is Saturday sunny with a high near 42, Sunday partly sunny with a high near 51, and Monday there's a 40% chance of showers, otherwise cloudy with a high near 53. The sun rises this morning at 7:01 a.m. and sets at 4:29 p.m. The moon rises at 12:10 p.m. and sets 12:27 Saturday morning. And the first quarter moon began this morning at 4:53 a.m. Tune in to WGXC tonight at 8 p.m. Japanther will be live from RPI's Impact Theater. The art collective punk rock band performs on WGXC and WGXC.org until 9:30 p.m. when Hotline Radio takes over. You're listening to the WGXC News on 90.7 FM.